This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Well, I kind of appreciate that you're busy, but it's taken me a few days to get Alex Forbes on a Clamp Chat. It is the off season, after all. First off, Forbesy, thanks for taking the time and congratulations. Back for a fourth season.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me back, everyone involved, and I can't wait to get going again.
How's the summer look for you training? I've asked some of your teammates. I know that you've got a trip coming up to the States and stuff like that. So how do you juggle family life and all that and training as you get ready for a fourth season in purple?
I'm going to start training when I get to Utah because I got to start training right away, especially after last year. I want to push on a bit more than we did. So I'll start just doing cardio stuff and body weight stuff when I'm over in the States. And then when I get back, I'll be on the ice twice a week and I'll be in the gym three or four times a week as well as the cardio too. So it's going to be pretty full on.
I hope you take some time to play golf or do something. Like what's it like when you get to the States? Obviously the weather will probably be better than Scotland.
Yeah, I hope it's better than Scotland. I am going to be playing golf. We're going on a Lake Powell trip. I don't know if you've heard of Lake Powell. It's down by Arizona and the Utah border. We're going to be doing that for celebrating Kennedy's friend's graduation. So we'll be doing that for like 3 days, I think it is. And then spend time with Ken's family because I haven't seen them since last year. And then just play a lot of golf with her brother and dad too.
Well, it sounds like the dream scenario. The weather will definitely be better on the Arizona border, no doubt. Let's rewind a little bit. I mean, when you were in Coventry, you didn't get to a Final Four. So you think back to that series, the quarterfinals against Belfast, and you could kind of smell it, couldn't you, after the first leg in Belfast, only down by a goal on aggregate. Were you thinking, like, this is one of these opportunities I've been waiting for a long time. We've got to get this across the line in leg two at home?
Yeah, I can't remember who I was speaking to, like, going into that Belfast game, and I said, I would love to get to the final weekend, and I think we can beat Belfast. Then when we went to Belfast, we obviously lost that game by one. I was like, it's aggregate scoring. I've watched how many Champions League games in football, and it's that second leg's way more important than the first leg. And we proved it, and we rightly won. So the feeling after was unbelievable.
Yeah, I saw you in the hallway after. Like, you're always smiling. You're one of my favorite players because you always are enjoying your time at the rink. And I'm not just saying that. Like, I've said to you so many times, you do everything with a smile on your face. Look, we're all very lucky to be around hockey, aren't we? Like, it's something that should be enjoyed. But that smile was ear to ear after we eliminated the Belfast Giants. I mean, you've had some big moments in Coventry. You've had some big moments in purple. And, you know, you've represented your country at U18s and all that sort of stuff. Is there anything comparable to that moment, though, when you're like, finally, I get to a Final Four after all these years in the Elite League?
Well, I wasn't really thinking about getting to the Final Four at the time. It was more the atmosphere in the rink was just phenomenal. That's probably the best atmosphere I've played in front of and been a part of. So I was kind of just living in the moment there. But when I got home, I was just thinking about like the next weekend and how fun it was going to be. I had no idea the setup, the hotel, how it went, because I'd never even been to watch it because I had never played in it. I said I'd always just wait to play in it before I go and watch it. And it lived up to it, apart from losing to Cardiff. Obviously, that wasn't as fun as the week before, but we gave it our best go, I feel like.
Well, and also we lost to the playoff champions. I spoke to a couple of people in there in their organization, and they said their toughest game was definitely the Saturday. That's no knock on Sheffield, but they kind of, because of Saturday and the effort they put in against us, I think they got the momentum going, and they just weren't going to be stopped then. So, you know, if you're going to lose, you lose to the champions, but it left us all wanting more, doesn't it? I don't want to sound like we're happy because we're not happy, but it left us all wanting more for next season.
Yeah, I mean, in the moment we were all ecstatic and happy for what we achieved, especially beating the first seed after being an eighth or whatever. That doesn't really matter when it's playoffs, like we know. But I think next year we can reach above that and make that final, the final game. And then, like again, said again, it's a coin toss in the final game because you never know who you're playing, what's going to happen, what's happened the day before. But I think we can make that final game next year and just keep on going up from there.
You mentioned the atmosphere. Yeah, I've been lucky, and we were joking off camera there about like things like Olympics and World Championships and the atmosphere. But I don't remember a louder building when I think it was Brandon Whistle was denied on the shootout goal to send us through to the playoff final weekend. I mean, that was a special moment, and it gives me hairs on the back of the neck. And so kudos to the Purple Army. I mean, you must love playing in front of these fans.
Yeah, like every week they're the most passionate fan base in the league, I think for sure. They're up there with it in Europe too. Like when we went to Germany both times, they've been there with us on the plane before the games, after the games. They're always waiting like around to speak to us. They come to Belfast every trip, Cardiff a lot of the time too. It's like not many fans will travel like that in this league, and it's we see it every week and we appreciate it too.
And I've asked the likes of Messner and Risk, did they see the video of the bagpiper through the streets of Nottingham? I mean, did you see that the day of, like, or did you see it later that night, or like, or could you even believe it actually? Because I still can't believe how bloody cool that was.
Well, a few of us actually walked to the game on the Saturday before that, and I think they all met some, I don't know where it was in Nottingham, but we all walked, a few of us walked down through the streets and we've seen them all, and we were like, oh, this is going to be crazy. And then the next, after the game, you see the video, and it was like, it's a lot more people than I thought, but that's what the clan fans do. They get together and shut everyone up.
Yeah, I knew something was up because you guys were stalking me. I was having breakfast and you guys walked by and you were all like going, is that Murph or whatever? But all the fans were milling about and you could see they had flares and you could see there were drums. So I knew there was going to be something cool. And I knew that on social media, someone showed me a screenshot that they were calling to meet, like you said, somewhere at the top of the town, maybe the Lace Market or whatever it was. But I didn't realize it'd be 300, 400 people. And you know what the funny thing was? I think other fans joined in too, just to go, this is unbelievable. I want to be a part of this.
Yeah, they were probably in shock. They probably didn't know what was going on. But then, obviously, when you see something like that, you kind of want to see what it's going to build into, how it's going to play out. And it definitely turned into a great moment for everyone involved at the clan, especially the players and the fans involved. Like, hopefully, we can do that again.
Oh, 100%. It was special indeed. And I mean, no one wants to be in the third, fourth place game. Let's be honest. It's not like an Olympic bronze, but you want to win your last game of the season. So just talk about the message in the room before you square off against a Manchester Storm team that, let's be honest, in the regular season, they had our number at times. So it wasn't going to be easy to win that third, fourth place game.
No, every time you put the gear on, you want to win. You don't want to just go out there and half-ass it, as most some people would say. But like, you want to win that last game before, well, for the end of the season, because that is the last game for us at that time. The message was just give it all and show the fans like some appreciation for their efforts for coming down, spending their money to come watch us play. So I just give them another win to go home with.
Yeah, kudos to the fan. Like every guy I've talked to so far on Clan Chat, including Coach Sarant, is still blown away by that video, that moment. So, like I said, it's left us wanting more. So let's hope there's more on the horizon. So for you, coming up on year four now in purple, I won't speak too much about the things that go on behind the scenes, but I know that you've been sought after in these off-season periods before. I know that you were, sought after this off-season period, but you like Glasgow, you like playing in front of the fans, and certainly are you a guy that looks and goes, okay, Mike Sarant is back and Sideroff's back? Are you looking at it and going, that's where I want to be because of so many variables?
Yeah, I think I said to you early on, like, it's a place I want to be. Obviously from Scotland, but up north it's not the closest to home, but it's definitely the best city in the country to me. I think the best city in the league to play in. It's probably the biggest outside of Manchester now, moving back to the arena, but I think it's the best place to play. Every week the fans are there. The rink's unreal. The guys are great. When Mike announced he was coming back, and obviously Sid, Saigo, and then you see Messner, Risky, and hopefully a few others guys returning here soon. Yeah, it's a no-brainer every time it comes up for me to be coming back. I want it to happen.
You mentioned some of the guys there, Messner and Risk, who didn't have full seasons with us. How excited are you to see Messner play the full 50 plus games in the regular season and Risk as well? Because they sort of caught fire down the stretch there and were scoring big goals. And of course, Tristan Langan is back. He had like the 70 point season across league and cup. How excited do you see those guys have a full season? I had to see Langan back.
Well, Langer is just a complete player. He just does everything right. He shows up every day with a great attitude, works hard every day, never complains. Like, he's just a complete workhorse who's also skilled and very smart too. Going on to Messi and Risky, like, they didn't come in till, well, Risky came in a bit earlier, I think, but it's his first year pro, I think, last year too. Can be an adjustment, but he seemed to mesh in right away with the group off the ice, which then I felt helps on the ice. Same with Mess, came in later on, fit right in, and then got once they both got comfortable, like, just when the games got important, they just elevated a little bit more than the other guys on the other teams and put the puck in the back of the net, and that's what we needed. And going forward, I know they're going to have great summers too. They're both very professional, great guys. Like, they love the game, they respect the game, which is how it should be. What you put into it is what you get out of it, and I think they'll do great next year.
Yeah, I mean, Langan was a great find, and certainly Messner and Risk with a full season will have something special on the cards. And like you said, my phone as I'm sitting here is going off. There's a lot of messages. It's always there's no off season, and there's some cool things going on behind the scenes. And there will be more signings made as and when. But I think you get to feel it because you're a player, right? And I'm sure wherever you were going, you'd run into someone and they go, are you coming back? Are you going to sign? So like the social media world we're in, like fans want like a signing every day. They want two or three signings every day, but it does take a little bit of time, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, it's some guys like to wait. Some guys will tell a team that they want to come back, but they're not going to sign until July. You know, they just put their phone down. It's a long season, right? So they don't want to just sit and think about hockey all summer. They want to shut down and go do other things. Go play golf, go hiking, go on holiday, whatever they want to do. I like to get it out the way, if I'm honest. I like to know what's coming up. I don't like to sit and wonder what's going to happen in August and wait till July. But some everyone's different. Everyone's different.
I think you just want to get it done early so you can come on a clan chat and get that out of the way so you don't have to worry about a clan chat in July or August. I'm probably somewhat that's probably somewhat accurate.
You're probably right. I just don't want you texting me every day.
Well, I think last year we had to do it from Utah and you were walking around in the heat trying to find a spot with Wi-Fi. So this is much more comfortable for you. Is the group chat still popping off though? It's a good point by you. Some players do put the phone down. They go back to Canada, they go to the cottage, they go fishing, they go, well, they do whatever. Do you have a group chat amongst the players where you're kind of like, come on, man, let's get you back? Or like it's interesting now. We're all so connected at all times, aren't we? Like you can reach out to anyone at any time.
We are, yeah. I spoke to a couple of guys. There's not been much in the group chat. Pretty radio silent. I think that's natural though, every year, because you don't want to interfere with anyone's decisions or overstep a little bit, you know. So, but I've spoke to a couple of guys who are coming back and who haven't said what they're doing yet. Like, some guys aren't sure if they're gonna play or not. You never know. Like, it's definitely a cooling off period, and people take their time to decide, and some people don't. It's a funny time of year. I always think it's a weird period.
I was just going to say that because yeah, like there are people that want it done because maybe they're married and they want to know where they're going to be and where they're going to live. And then there's single guys that go back to Canada and go, I'm going hunting, I'm going fishing, or I'm not even. I mean, your old buddy Dyson Stevenson was renowned for that, wasn't he? He just didn't want to talk about it till August, and it'll be. I remember my first year involved calling him, and he was on a cattle drive or something, and you're like. So everyone's different. It's a great point. Did you look back on last season though and go, that was a special group of guys. Every group is special, going back to your Coventry days or even the first year I was involved. It wasn't a success, but every group is special in its own regard, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you'll find a bad hockey player at this level, especially like a bad guy. Like if you're a bad guy, you don't make many teams. Like everyone's a great guy. Once you meet them off the ice, spend some time with them, everyone's funny, everyone's nice, and guys will do anything that you need to. If you're in need of help with anything, you could pick up the phone in the middle of the night and they'll come and help you. Like it's one of the best sports to be in. It's the best locker room to be in sports, I think, is a hockey locker room, no matter the level. It could be rec hockey, it could be pro hockey, it could be anywhere in between. Everyone just wants to help everyone. Everyone's there for the same reasons. And you see it every year. It's a special thing to be a part of.
Yeah, you could tell down the stretch that things were clicking. It's funny, even in the hallway walking by a dressing room, you can tell that things are going well. There's a different buzz. And I think even outside the Giants, in the Giants arena, when we lost 1-0, it felt different than a 1-0 loss. It felt like we were down 1-0 at the halfway point of a six period playoff game. I think the guys in the room grasped that, because sometimes the aggregate can be a bit squirrely for the North Americans in their first aggregate. So talk about that a little bit. You talk about the room being good. Like did everyone kind of grasp that? Well, it's a six period game and we're down 1-0 at, you know, the intermission kind of thing.
Yeah. We knew that before the game. We spoke about, especially guys like Rob, myself and Hazel, like understanding how it goes in football. We just kept saying, like, and Mike said it too, it goes for six periods. If we lose 1-2-0 tonight, or we win 1 or 2-0, it's not done. Like the game isn't over. It's just a long period break, essentially. So you just gotta, if we lose, you just gotta stay level headed. If we win, you can't get too high. If you get too high, then you never know what happens the next day. If you get too low after a loss, well, it's not gonna work. And obviously we just stayed level headed, unbothered, and we just went quietly confident about our business.
You speak like a veteran. You're still a young guy, and for me, you're still that guy I met in Coventry who seemed like he was just so excited to lace him up. And do you find it strange now that there's guys coming into the room, and you're saying it, like Lacko's played 1,000 pro games, and you guys are talking to these North American guys. You're one of the veterans now. Does that sit well with you?
Yeah. Thanks for calling me young.
Well, you are still young, and like you're now considered a veteran by the new guys that come in.
Yeah, now these guys are younger than me. I'm going to be 30 this year. It's a thought, but I've definitely opened up and used more of my voice in the room. Sometimes it's for comedy reasons. Sometimes it's for the right reasons in the room, and it's like I took a month before the season last year and just try to be thoughtful about how I was going to approach it as an older guy, and I hope it worked out the right way, because I feel like I do have the right things to say. I've been around the block a few times now, and I've learned a lot from Rob, which not many people would say, but I hope you share that one. He'll hate that.
We'll clip that one up for social. Yeah, I didn't learn anything from Rob.
No, it's I'm right in the middle, I think, of the young and old guys. Because some guys are 20, 21 on this some occasions, and guys like Rob, 35, 36, who are been around it all, and they know everything about the league, and they're great to learn off. And then I learn off of them, and hopefully the young guys can learn off of like how I'm being around the rink, and especially the young Scottish guys. Like I try and help them a little more than the North American guys, because they understand how it is, because they play junior and stuff, whereas some of the local guys haven't. So it's a learning process for sure.
Well, I know your teammates think highly of you, and I know the staff thinks highly of you. The last night of Kevin McCoskrey's storied career behind the mic, I think that you had a big part of bringing him out and being a part of the thunderclap when he got to drop the mic, on his final game and knowing that we were going to the Final Four. Yeah. What a special moment that was. I mean, talk about that a little bit, because I know you're pretty tight with Kevin. I mean, the word legend gets used too much, but Kevin McCoskrey is a legend, and I thought what you did that night was very classy, so kudos.
Oh, thanks. I think it was just a spur-of-the-moment thing. I knew it was his last game. I think he deserves the I know we did a thing at the awards night for him and thanked him for his services to the club, but I think that he should have been celebrated after that game with all the fans in the moment as much as we were. He's been a part of the club for how many years now, and he does a lot behind the scenes, probably more than I know, but I know he does a lot. Yeah, he's always, we always have a laugh when we're together. I've got to know him quite well, and I hope he likes me. I like him. He's good to be around. He's great on the mic. I don't know how you follow that up. I'm sure we'll find a way. He probably won't give it up. I hope he doesn't, but
Well,
he's
I'm going to be trying. I'm going to start texting pretty hardcore to try and get him to come back because I guess you're right, man. Like, how do you follow it up? And
yeah.
I'll answer your question. He more than likes you. He thinks, I know that Kevin thinks very highly of you. And I know that that moment, he doesn't like to be the center of stage, even though he's the master of ceremonies. It's
That
about the players. But I think he
was
really
partly
enjoyed
why I
that
did
moment. He
it.
enjoyed, yeah, he enjoyed, he enjoyed, he enjoyed seeing you at the Final Four too. Like, what a
Yeah,
way to
I'm
go out,
sure.
right?
Yeah, it's yeah, he's been at the club for probably since it started, right? I'm guessing. He's the voice of the clan, essentially. Like on game nights, you hear him in the tunnel before we go out. We hear him through the speakers, and guys are saying exactly word for word what he's saying before we go out as we're going on. So it's yeah, he's the voice of the game night experience for sure.
Oh, and one of the nicest gentlemen you'll meet
Yeah.
in hockey anywhere. And like you said, there's a lot of great guys, your teammates, and everyone usually has the best of intentions, but Kevin McCosker is one of the top. If you've not met Kevin McCosker, if you do get a chance to see him at a Final Four or like don't bother him at dinner or something, but like if you get a chance to meet Kevin McCosker, you'll feel better off for it. You're off to the States. I mean, that's nice to spend some family time. Like you said, you haven't seen the in-laws in a year. And I wanted to touch on that too, because you talk about the Canadian guys coming over here and maybe they're some of the guys are older than you, and like you said, you sit in the middle. But do those guys lean on you and lack of the guys, especially you, you're a Scottish guy, do they go, where do I go? Like, how do I exist here in Glasgow? Do they pick your brain on that as well?
I get a lot of golf questions. Sometimes they think because I'm Scottish, I've played every golf course there is. I have played a lot of them, I'm not gonna lie, but I don't know every course. Get a lot of golf questions, a few whiskey questions, which is fair because up here I am in the middle of it. Yeah, I try and help everyone as much as I can settle in, where to go, where's good for food, restaurants, what's good around Glasgow, even so on week a couple of days off, go up north or go down south. Like it's I try and just help. Like everyone's different, everyone likes different things, but a lot of guys ask about fishing and I've never been fishing, so I just tell them straight up I wouldn't do it.
Well, one thing you would do is enjoy your time in purple and coming back for a fourth season. Forbesy, I'm happy you're back for various reasons. I mean, I think that you go about it the right way. And even just talking about your teammates there, I can see the joy that you have as being a part of the squad. So thanks for taking the time out of a busy schedule. I'm sure you're packing and trying to get all your
Yeah.
wardrobe right for the many activities on the Phoenix border, Arizona border. But thanks for taking the time, and I look forward to bothering you all summer long with various texts at the different time zones. But
That's all
we'll
right.
see you in a few months' time.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die game seven. A full week of heavy hitting back and forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7 day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.